See, it's good to see you this morning. Glad that you're here. And first Sunday of 2021, and we're looking forward to a great year. And you started the year off right by, you've got perfect attendance for this year so far. So good job. And so continue to pray for those that are sick. Pray for Holly and her family, and I want to, there's a couple preachers I know that are in the hospital with COVID, and one in Columbus, his name's Joel Fussell, and the other is in Warner Robins, Georgia. Terry Tribble, who pastors Trinity Free Will Baptist Church in Mock, Georgia. Both of them are needing our prayers, and lots of folks getting sick. So a reminder for us, be careful, and if you're sick, stay home, don't get out. And when you do go out, even if you're healthy, and try to keep a distance, and wear a mask and do those kind of things to keep you and everybody else safe. So next few weeks at 9 o'clock, we're doing something a little bit different. We're going to take a first look at our first 101, an introduction to our church. And they say, well, Aaron, why are we doing that? We've been here a long time. Now, sometimes this is reminders. There may be some folks watching us for the first time, or, that are newer on Facebook, or but the substance of what we're going to talk about over the next couple of weeks, it's going to turn into a new members class that folks will take when they're interested in becoming members of our church. And we thought it was good that we all would have that knowledge, so we all are on the same page, those that have been here a long time, as well as those that are new. That's what we're going to do today. And so we're going to talk this morning about our denomination and some of its beliefs and practices. And it's going to be kind of interactive. We're going to do some Bible looking here in just a minute. But we're going to start talking about our denomination and some of the foundations. And, some of you may not know a lot about Free Will Baptist history. There are several good books. Matt Pinson, the president of the college, has written one called The Free Will Baptist Handbook that's really good. And there's a book called Free Will Baptist History that's really good by Bill Davidson, who is a Free Will Baptist. I think he's gone to be with the Lord now, but he taught for many years at Columbia International in South Carolina. But both of those are great books and help. But Free Will Baptists have a long history in America. In fact, we came, before our nation even was official in 1727. So almost 300 years ago, in about the same time, started on two different tracks. One in North Carolina, and one in New Hampshire. Eventually those two groups merged together in what we would know as the Free Will Baptist denomination today. But Free Will Baptists are conservative Baptist folks that have some distinctives, and probably some folks, and that's why I thought this was important for all of us to go through this, is because some people may say, I get asked a lot, perhaps you do, if you tell them, I go to First Free Will Baptist Church, they'll say, well, what on earth is a Free Will Baptist? Or what's the difference between Free Will Baptists and all the other Baptists? And there are a lot of similarities between Baptists, but there are some differences as well. It's important that we know and can articulate that. So say, well, I don't, So hopefully we'll have an answer better than, well, I don't know, or just name or something like that. So Free Will Baptists, as the name implies, have three kind of overarching themes. Brother Bill, the next one. Free will, free grace, and free salvation. And that those things kind of sum up not only the difference of Free Will Baptists and some other Baptists. We're going to start with free salvation for all. Free Will Baptists believe that Jesus Christ died for all people. There are some that believe that Jesus died only for a few or a select group of folks. We believe that God's salvation is offered to everyone. And so this is kind of the interactive part I want us to think about, and maybe you know some offhand, maybe you need to search your Bible real quick, but what are some Bible verses that would support that idea that salvation is available for everyone? Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever. Anybody else think of another one? Those are good ones. Mm-hmm. Right. Anyone that believes it, that's the key and the recipe for salvation. We believe that, again, that salvation is for everyone, that no one is beyond God's reach, and that Jesus Christ died on the cross for all. But we also believe in free grace for all. We believe that God sheds grace on everyone and is available to anyone. And even those that are lost, God sheds his grace on them as well. Now, do they know it fully? No. And do they know it as deeply as those who are God's children? No. God's grace is available to everyone. We see that in that God caring for all. Scripture, you know, Psalms say the rain falls on the just and the unjust alike. Remind that God is not a respecter of persons. Peter says that God's not willing that any would perish. That's another one that talks about salvation as well. But God's grace is available to anyone. And that really is wonderful in that God, in fact, even God's grace is active in us before we're saved. It's God's grace that saves us. You remember Paul says in Ephesians 2:8-9, it is by grace through faith, not of yourselves, that we're saved. It's not of works. It's not something that we've done. It's something that God gives to us. The Scripture says that nobody can come to God unless the Spirit draws him. And so it reminds us that God is active in showing his grace on us even before we're his. But then once we're his, my stars, does his grace shine in our life? And do we need it every day? Absolutely we do. And the more we walk with him, the more his grace becomes amazing, and more amazing it becomes. Because we find that God's grace is all sufficient. That it's always there. And then the third one is, and this is another big one that separates us from some other Baptist groups and other Christians, is that we believe that God gives people free will. That God does not make us robots before or after we're saved. that we have the ability to choose. We have the ability to choose God or to reject God. But then once we become a Christian, once we come to know Christ, God doesn't take our free will away. I'll be honest with you, sometimes there, as a pastor, I wish He would. I wish He would make us do what was right. I wish He would make us live the Christian life and be the Christian men and women that God desires for us to be, because it would make life so much easier and so much better. But then when we if God made us robots and we didn't have a choice, why, it really wouldn't be a relationship, would it? And it certainly wouldn't be love, because love that's forced is not love at all. And so God wants us to know Him freely and by our own choice. And God gives us choices. Who can think of some Bible verses that talk about the free will that we have? That one might be a little tougher. We have to do the truth. If we confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive us. And then in chapter 2, verse 1, goes on and He says, I write these things that you may not sin, but also that you would know that you have an advocate with the Father. In other words, you know what? God's desire is for us not to sin. And so if we didn't have free will, we would be sinless. Well, there's not one here that is. And so that's another reminder that God indeed does have a important Exactly. And there are a lot of, that could be said with a lot of Scripture. Why would God bother telling us if we didn't have a choice? Right.
There's another one in Joshua, another famous one. And if it is evil in your eyes to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your fathers served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve.
That's another good one. Yeah. So God constantly reminds us in it. There's Old Testament and New Testament verses that remind us that we as God's people have to continually make the choice to serve God. And so these three things are major things that separate us from some other Baptist groups that believe that God died for only certain folks, and some believe that if God has chosen you to be saved, you're going to be saved whether you like it or not. And that's just not what Scripture teaches. Now there is, the importance of trusting faith and living for the Lord and having security and knowing that we in Christ are there and that God will never leave us and He'll never forsake us. But there's also in Scripture of other side of the coin, if you will. that we can choose God or we can reject Him. And it's not just lost people that reject the Lord. I know a lot of people who profess to be Christians and gave evidence and had fruit of salvation in their life, and then, you know, made very bad choices and very ungodly choices, and took their life in other ways. In other directions, away from the Lord. And so clearly we have free will, we have free grace, and we have free salvation offered by God. That it is God that's the primary instigator and the supplier of all these things, but we have a cooperative part to play in it. That God does say, you know what, I'm going to make my salvation available to all, but it's not everyone that's going to be saved. We have to make that choice for ourselves. Nobody gets to heaven on daddy or mama or granddaddy's coattails. We get there by putting our faith and trust in Jesus Christ. And so those are important things that separate us as Free Will Baptists from other Baptists. So the next thing I want us to talk about this morning is our logo, and it also happens to be our church logo. Some of the pictures in our national logo remind us of the importance of our Christian faith, and not only that, the believing part, but in the activity part, because we understand as Christians that it's not just a mental assent, and it's not just about being, although the being part is foundational and important. When we are, it reflects in the actions that we take note of. And so the logo that our church adopted, it's on our church sign and on the website and various things, and maybe before you thought, well, that's just a nice picture somebody came up with. But it has a lot of meaning, and so I hope maybe you'll understand it a little bit more and helps us to remember what Free Will Baptists hold important. And so this logo incorporates four symbols used by earliest communities of Christendom: the ship. You can pretty well tell that's a ship. The fish, which that's a little harder to see. The fish is actually that little white spot at the bottom of the sail and the top of it, and then the, I guess, tail of the fish is the edge of the boat. The fish is an ancient Christian symbol. The anchor there on the mast of the ship, and the cross. You see the, you may not be able to see it on the on this picture very well. But there's a cross going as the mast of the ship through the center of the ship, reminding us that the cross is at the center of our Christian life. And so the ship symbolizes the church and all of its members pulling in the same direction. It also reminds us of our the missionary enterprise of the church, that the church does not just keep the message to itself, but we're called to go into all the world and make disciples. Sometimes that means going to foreign lands. Sometimes it means sharing our faith in our own house or in our own neighborhoods and in our own nation. And so Free Will Baptists unite with one purpose and one priority: to lift Christ up and to proclaim the good news of the gospel throughout the world. And that's one of the things that when we become a Christian, when we think about and we align ourselves with the church covenant, that one of the reasons we unite together as the body of Christ is to help propagate the gospel. and make sure that the gospel is spread around the world. The fish, again, is an acrostic for Jesus. In Greek, the Greek word for fish spelled out, and they've still today we see fish emblems on cars and necklaces and various things. It reminds us of the importance of Christ being at the center of all that we do. The anchor on the bow of the ship symbolizes the Christian hope of salvation. The anchor is sure and strong and keeps the ship, still when it's anchored into the, sand of the bottom of the ocean or bottom of the lake. That God is the anchor of our life, that He is the one that helps provide stability, that He provides hope in us. And then in the sail, there's four symbols as well, and those four symbols are more modern reminders of what Free Will Baptists believe. The first, there in the upper left-hand corner, is the Bible. Free Will Baptists place a very central and high importance on the Bible. We believe that we should not only preach the Bible, but hopefully you know and practice that we ought to read the Bible for ourselves, that we believe that God's Word is God's living Word for us, and God intends for us to find nourishment and strength from His Word. That we don't, and by the way, when we begin to, put the Bible in a less important place, or we begin to, say, well, maybe that part's not important, we pick and choose, we're in trouble. And in our world today, we're seeing a lot of denominations and groups that a good part of the reason why they're in the condition they're in today is because they began questioning God's Word, or they began putting it aside. And that's never a good thing. That God's Word is God's revelation to us. And the Bible is, as a Free Will Baptist, we would say that the Bible is our rule of faith and practice. In other words, we try to live according to the Bible. The Bible says something, we believe it and try our best to live it and find our direction from the Scriptures. And that we believe that it's God's inerrant, inspired Word of God, and it speaks to us today. And so it should be central in our home life and in our church. The next, there in the top right-hand corner, is a loaf of bread and a cup. And that represents the Lord's Supper, one of the gospel ordinances. It reminds us of the death and burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That we understand that the church is the body of Christ, and that Christ is its head. When we celebrate the Lord's Supper, we remember His death, burial, and resurrection. We remember that we are fed by His Word, and that His body was broken for us, that His blood was shed for us because of sin that we owed, but we couldn't pay it. And so Jesus came and He paid it for us. And not just us again, but for absolutely anyone who will receive that wonderful and free gift. And then at the bottom on the left-hand corner is a basin and a towel. You know, it has kind of a dual purpose. Free Will Baptist, another thing that separates us is Free Will Baptist, we practice foot washing. And we believe that God intended for that to be observed by the church as an ordinance, as a reminder of Christ's service and his sacrifice for us, as a reminder of our need for cleansing, and a reminder of our representing the serving God and serving one another. And then lastly, in the lower right corner, is the clasped hands. That symbolizes our fellowship. Though Free Will Baptists are independent church, our church runs itself. We elect our own pastors. We make our own constitution and bylaws and those kind of things. We set our own budget. We set our own priorities. We, you know, nobody really tells us what we can or cannot do. And yet we unite with other like-minded believers and like-minded churches in fellowship, reminding that we need one another, not only in our local church, but our church needs other like-minded churches as well to help hold us accountable, to help us in mutual encouragement, and to work together for things like missions and Christian education and so forth. And so there's a brotherhood and a warmth of faith in Christ. But it also reminds us of our commitment to reach out to not only each other, but that we reach out with the gospel around the world. That we see that all people are worthy of the gospel. And that all people are able to be saved. And so that reminds us that, hey, listen, everyone can respond to the gospel. And everyone can become part of the household of faith. And that really is a wonderful thing that, you know, the Bible says that there's neither Greek nor Jew, slave nor free, male or female. Paul says in Galatians, you are all one in Christ. And there really is great power in that important reminder. And so I hope when we see this this symbol, that we'll be mindful that God has put us together for a reason, and that we need one another. You need your church family. No child of God can be the Christian that God desires for them to be without being a part of a local body of believers. You can be saved without being a part of a church, but you cannot be the person and the Christian that God intends for you to be without being an active member of a local Bible-believing church. We need one another for growth and for accountability and support so that to remember that we are a part of the family of God. And so I hope God will help remind us of that. And so maybe today you've gotten some more information. And you say, you know what, when somebody asks you, hey, George, what on earth is a Free Will Baptist? You can say, well, I don't know. You can have a better answer than that. You say, you know what, that we believe, again, whatever those three kind of tenets or overarching things of the faith, free will, free grace, and free for salvation. And so if you can remember those, and those certainly are things that are taught throughout the Bible. I'd like you to write down these two websites. There, the first, nafwb.org, is the website to our national association. And there's all kinds of information about the history of our denomination, and you can find links to different things, missions agencies and different organizations that Free Will Baptists cooperatively support. But then the second one is perhaps even more important. It's onemag.org. It's our denominational magazine that's published every other month. It's free. You can go online. You can sign up for it, and they'll mail it to you, or you can read it online. And there's helpful articles in there, not only about our denomination, but there's Christian living articles. There's updates on what's going on around the world among Free Will Baptists and different things that affect the body of Christ. So if you don't get that magazine, I'll encourage you to go on that website and sign up for it. It doesn't cost anything. There are some copies. We get a couple copies at the church, and we usually put them up in the foyer. And you can pick those up, take them, and peruse them. Just a very good resource for not only Christian living, but keeping up with what's going on around the world and in the Free Will Baptist world. So I hope God will encourage us with that. Next week, we're going to look at some of the history of our church and some of the workings of our church and how things go and the priorities of our church and so forth. So hope that'll be encouraging to you as well. So check out those two websites this week. Let's stand together this morning. We'll be dismissed in prayer. And pray for those that are sick this time of year. There's always lots of sickness. And so again, a reminder, if you're sick, what are you supposed to do? Stay home. But don't, if you don't let me know you're sick, as a pastor, my, I guess, thought, because I don't have ESP, so I don't know if you're sick or not. My initial reaction is, well, old Aaron's being skipping out on church today. He just didn't come. But if you're sick, we need to know it. If there's a reason, let somebody know so we can be praying for you. Because, again, that's part of being a part of the family of God. That we remember those clasped hands, that we are family. And when one of us hurt, we all hurt. And so let somebody know that you're sick. We want to pray for you, and we want to help you in any way that we can. But at the same time, we want you to stay home because we don't want your germs. And we'll pray you get better quick and can be back soon. Remember those that are sick. Remember Ms. Holly and her family, those others that have lost loved ones. I've seen on Facebook over the last several family members and friends that have lost loved ones. And so let's just be in prayer for those. God is still God, even when we're sad and even when things don't turn out the way we want them to, or when he doesn't answer our prayers the way we think he should. We still know he has our best interests at heart. And he loves us, and his grace is still there for us. And so we make the free decision, the free will choice, that we're going to serve the Lord and we're going to love him and we're going to obey him. And so I hope God will help us remember that. Brother George, dismiss us in prayer this morning, please.